Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week. I'm James Ditko. Here's what we're answering today.
Hi, it's Caroline. I've been listening to your podcast on measles. I wondered whether the ability of the measles virus to wipe out or reset the immune system has ever been studied as a potential therapy to help people with autoimmune disease.
Thanks, Caroline. As you point out, the measles virus not only invades cells in our respiratory system, which brings on some of the symptoms we associate with the disease, but also the cells of the immune system, which recognise pathogens that the body has encountered and fought off before. This means we're susceptible to diseases we otherwise would have had protection from. This is known as immune amnesia. Meanwhile, one of the most exciting areas of development in cancer treatment over recent years have been immunotherapies, one of which is CAR T-cell therapy, which could be described as a retraining of the immune system. This has led people to wonder, could we adopt these techniques to fight autoimmune disease as well? To bring all this together and to help us explain is John Maher, a consultant immunologist at King's College London.
T cells are white blood cells, part of our immune system, which protect us from infection. CAR T cells, on the other hand, involves taking T cells from the peripheral blood of patients, let's say with cancer, and genetically modifying these cells by introducing a gene that encodes a completely new receptor. This is a designer system to reprogram many, many T cells so that they can identify the same attribute of a cancer cell, enabling them to recognize and to kill those cancer cells. It has been most successful in certain blood cancers, particularly cancers which arise from another white blood cell called a B cell. B cells can become malignant, giving rise to leukemias and lymphomas, for example. And CAR T cell immunotherapy has been really effective in the treatment of these B cell derived cancers.
This sounds really interesting in relation to Caroline's question, because there are many autoimmune conditions like lupus and MS in which rogue B cells are attacking the body's healthy cells. So could it be possible to modify CAR T cell therapy, which is successfully going after cancerous B cells in leukemia, to instead go after these rogue B cells in autoimmune disease?
Yeah, that is a really interesting question, and that is a very hot ticket in the CAR T-cell world right at this moment, in fact. CAR T-cell therapies designed to eliminate B-cells have been applied outside of the remit of cancer in the treatment of patients with a range of autoimmune diseases, and the results have been very, very impressive indeed. For example, there was a study in Germany in which I think 15 patients with really bad lupus, refractory to conventional medical therapies, were treated with CAR T-cell therapy directed against their B-cells. And all 15 of these patients achieved complete remission of their disease. And this is not just a one-trick pony, which is restricted to lupus. We are seeing impressive results emerging in a range of other difficult-to-treat autoimmune diseases.
Fascinating and so exciting, because currently we treat many autoimmune conditions with immunosuppressants. They can reduce the symptoms of the disease, but they may come back once patients stop using them. CAR T-cell therapy, on the other hand, is talking about resetting the immune system to be able to fight autoimmunity over the longer term, perhaps.
That's exactly right, because these CAR T-cell therapies can deplete B-cells, not just in the peripheral blood, but also in the tissues. So you have a complete, as it were, ablation of the B-cell compartment for a short period of time, and then the bone marrow of these patients begins to produce new, healthy B-cells, which are not corrupted in the same way as the cells which were present prior to the CAR T-cell therapy. So the phrase immune reset is becoming a cliche in trying to explain how these CAR T-cell therapies are working in these patients.
So, Caroline, the way in which measles induces immune amnesia could be viewed as a type of immune resetting. We can achieve something more safe and with more therapeutic potential for all kinds of disease with so-called immunotherapy, and it's showing a lot of promise. Thanks for such an insightful question, and thanks to John Marr, consultant immunologist at King's College London, with his help for the answer. Next time, we'll be answering this question from another listener.
This is Brian from Arlington Heights, Illinois, in the United States. If two AIs were to have a conversation, what do you think they would talk about?
Interesting. Let's see if we can get an answer for you, Brian. If you have any thoughts, why not log on to our forum and have your say? It's nakedscientists.com/forum. And be sure to drop us a line if you have a question of your own. The address is chris@thenakedscientists.com. Until next time, from me, James Titko, thanks for listening and goodbye.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.